We are not just ordinary people. Amen.
Amen.
We are people who were in the mind of God. Amen.
Amen.
Before there was anything, you were in the mind of God. And God wanted to show you forth. So God, you know, God is eternal. He has no beginning, he has no end. So God, what he did, he pulled a time. So that there can be a body of time. Like we saw yesterday, God created the sun, and it was light, and then there was darkness. Now, for darkness to be there, or maybe for light to be there, God put the sun. Now we know the sun rises and it sets. So that body of time is called day. Amen. So this is what God did at the beginning. He pulled out what we can call time. And now, because now there was time, now God had to make a body that can fit into that time. Because he is eternal. So you cannot put eternity into time. You cannot put eternity into a body. Amen. So God had to make a body so that his mind and his desire can be shown in this time. So he did it in the word. That's why the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. Amen. And that word was with God. And that word was God. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why we are children of the word. And we believe in the word. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see? That's why when we were talking yesterday, we were just saying, let's go to this chapter, read. Let's read this. Let's read that. Now, somebody may say, why keep on reading? Why not just speak? Yes. You know, when Jesus was in the wilderness, and Satan said, if you are the Son of God, change these stones and into bread so that you can eat. Jesus said,
yes,
it is written. He went to the Bible. Can you see that?
Amen.
He went to what was written by the prophets. Amen. When Jesus was born, the Bible says, as it was written in the prophets. Amen. Why was he born in Bethlehem? Because it was written in the prophets that Bethlehem will bring forth the Savior. Can you see that? What we believe is not a man's mind. It's not a man's organization. But it is the word. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, every one of us here,
if it don't say,
he's very careful about himself. We buy clothes because we want to be in time, you know. We want to dress nice. As my
women,
they buy mpika,
they buy wrappers,
spoons,
I mean, my pots and spoons.
Every woman wants to have the things that she uses in her house.
Aliwasi mzimaya mafuna zintu zake za mnyumba.
Is that right? When the woman wants to prepare nshima,
ngadafuna pika nsima,
she doesn't go to the neighbor. Can you mukandi wereke mpika?
She doesn't say, you lend me a pot.
She's got it.
Alinayo.
She's got the stick.
Alina mtiko alinao.
She's got the spoon.
Spoon alinayo.
Everything, because she's a mother, she must cook.
Kwa ni maa yafuna kupika.
Can you see? So we are believers of this word.
If nzo kulipirira mao.
We should have mpika yetu.
We need to have our own pot also.
This is our mpika.
This is our pot.
Amen.
You should have it.
Na ima mzikala na ayo pot.
So that you know what you believe, where is it coming from.
Mfunu kwa ziwa vamene mkulupira oti tivichwa saguti.
Because you meet a Jehovah's Witness.
Mzakuma na mbo na Jehovah.
You open the Bible to you.
Wazaku segurirani Bible.
Here.
Apa.
Here.
Apa.
And then you say.
You was
a church to quite a mat.
I know, but at our church, they say.
And he says, you don't know what you are doing.
As I was on the Sims of a man, I'm cheater.
How can you talk of your church?
Mukamba Banji, but
there are many churches here.
Mpingo ni ambiri.
So if this one talks about his church,
this
one talks about his church, this one talks about church, when God is going to judge the world, which church is he going to use?
As I said, some pingo uti.
So that you say, righteousness is
chiyero.
By this standard.
Kugamba di chiyero, tipi mirapali chichintu pa chiyero.
If he judges by the Catholic Church,
ngatazawa ruza kulingana na mpingo wa Katolika,
Reformed Church of Zambia is lost.
Nishitana hatotu wa Reformed no so.
If he uses the Jehovah's Witness,
akasensambo nza Yehova,
that means the Anglicans are lost.
Nishim Anglican no
so. So he doesn't use that. He uses his word. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we are not church people. We are the children of God. By the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, as I said yesterday, when I came to the Lord, you know, actually I heard the word of God sometime early
1972.
I was about 17 years old.
17.
And then I went to a convention during Easter. That was in
April.
There, you know, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, I just gave myself totally to the Lord. And on the 1st of May 1972, you know, because let me just tell you my background. When we were born in the family, we were about seven. And I was number five.
In Nariwa number five.
And I could not go much in my education.
In school, sina sitize kuenda pa sugoro maningi.
I just did 2 years secondary school.
Kuja ku secondary na pele nachita kucha be maezi zaka zibiti.
During our time, schools were scarce.
Ndawe yatu maskuli yeze patali patali yeze yovuta.
So what happened is I went to work early. When I was just about 17 years,
17.
I went to work as a domestic servant. So, on the 1st of May,
May 1,
that's when I started working as a houseboy. Amen. And then I got my salary. Which in our Zimbabwean dollar was $10.
$10.
You know what I did? I took
$1
and I gave my tithe. And then I took 72
cents
and I bought my Bible. And the other money, you know, according to our culture, you give to the parents.
Drama hii na kulingana na funziso ya kalidu ya chuti kamba titima drama yoya amba funi kupasa makoro.
But the first thing I did, before I bought a shoe,
ningabo gula sapatu,
before I bought a shirt,
ningabo gula shirt,
before I bought a trousers,
ningabo gula trousers,
I bought a Bible.
nakula Bible.
Amen.
You see? But sometimes, you know, we are very careful about some of these things of the world. You think of buying a car, a suit, 25 pairs of shoes. All these things, we rush for these things. But we forget who we are. That's why we want to speak on our identity. Who are we? Amen.
Amen.
Can you see? You know, if a woman wants to go into prostitution, you know, she doesn't buy chitenge. She
doesn't do that.
She looks for the things that go with the trade.
Amaona vindu vamene vimaendana nchito yakaena.
You see?
Amen.
Paka paka penti.
Aza penta pa
mulungu. Zina zina za chizija.
Penta pe huku kose kuvimbombo.
Madresa
odulika.
You see all those things.
To ngambitwa masiriti.
That's what goes with the trade.
Ndiye vimaendana nchito yakaena.
Amen. So say I believe all you men, you
have
put an X at your house. If you don't have an X, you are not a man. You must have an X. In the night you hear noise outside. You come out.
Uchoka.
Bring your X outside. So think I'm... Because you're a man.
Amen.
Amen.
You should have things that belong to men.
So
if you are a Christian, you should have things that go with your faith.
Amen.
Can you see? You must have your hymn book. You should have your Bible.
Mzingara na Bible yanu.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you see? You know, one other thing.
China.
I just want to be smart.
Nimakunongala smart, muntu wa smart.
So I don't have one jacket.
Inanibe jacket imos.
I don't have one suit.
Niribe suit imos.
Because I want to be smart.
Nifuna nzingara smart.
I cannot see properly, you know, my eyes are fading. I have
these glasses, spectacles.
Wherever I go, I look for them. I've got these glasses. One pair is in my bedroom. Another pair is in my office. The other pair stays in my bag. I've got one again in my pocket. Because I know wherever I go, I must not be without my glasses. Another pair also stays in my car. Because I'm poor in my eyesight. You see? So that's how it should be with us. Amen.
Amen.
We want to go to heaven. That's where we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We stop eating.
We do all these things. Because we don't belong here. We are going somewhere and we want to be like those of that land. Amen.
Amen.
So, as I said, you know, I love the word of God and I don't have one Bible. I've got more than five Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
Because this is what I do. Amen. The last time I was in Malawi, last month. We had gone to a funeral, a pastor had passed away in Malawi. That's when I bought this Bible. You know, wherever I go, I see a Bible, I buy.
Kulikosa naenda nkaona Bible
magula. Amen. I've got my English Bibles. I've got a Shona Bible. When I was in Malawi, I bought a Buglo Patuliga. I've got it also. Amen. Amen. Because I like it, you know. You know, one other thing.
China.
When I came to the Lord, the person who was preaching was somebody from Mozambique.
Anatoka ku Mozambique.
Although he was speaking in my language, Shona, but he could not speak it nicely, you know. He leaned much on his vernacular. And then my first pastor, he came from Malawi.
Anatoka ku Malawi.
He was staying in Zimbabwe, yes.
Zonkala ku Zimbabwe.
But he was of Malawian origin.
Ezwa ku Malawi.
So you'd sing these Malawi Chewa songs.
Analuimba nyimbo za mchichewa.
That's when I fell in love with Chewa.
Yepa mene na mbokonda chichewa.
I like the Chewa songs.
Nikonda nyimbo za mchichewa.
And then I like the Chewa language.
Nikonda chitundu chichewa.
Until I bought a Chewa Bible.
Mpaka nagula Bible ya mchichewa.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, so what you like is what you do. Amen. If you want to know a man or a person, look at what he likes. That's who he is. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to thank God that we are the children of God. That's why we love the word of God. And our faith is based on the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So maybe we can just continue with the same thought of identity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are the children of God. You know, we are not just ordinary people. Amen. I don't care, you know, whether you are poor or you are rich or what you are.
Sini samala kuti mwina ndi mosauka, olo mwina ndi molemera, nakuti mungakhale maonekedwe yali yose
yabwa. When we come to the Lord,
tikabwera kwa Mbuye,
we are just one people.
Ndise wanthu mmodzi.
Amen.
That's right.
We are just, you know, fellow citizens of that kingdom.
Ndise amodzi aukhala mu ufumu.
Amen. One with a suit and one without a suit, we can just
ujana
hug
suit,
one another
and suit, praise the Lord. Neno, lambira Yehovah.
Amen. Although we have shoes in our feet or no shoes in our feet, that
is
nothing to do with it. We are children of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we were called to worship the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we are here this morning, as our brother Nzima said. After this service, we are going to proceed to Malawi. So we solicit your prayers that the Lord may lead us. We are still in these bodies. They are subject to sickness. We are using a vehicle.
Is
subject to accidents. Commands
it can also stop working.
But
it can break down.
We want to commit all this into the hands of the Lord. That only for the glory of God, the vehicle can reach Malawi. For the glory of God, we can also reach and come back. Amen.
Amen.
But I've loved this place. And the way you worship God and your commitment. Now this time is time for preparing our fields, but you have left preparing your fields and you come here just to worship God. You know, it has just touched my heart. Sometimes we are very busy with our own things. You have forsaken all that to come and have these times of worshiping God. The Bible tells us that God will never forget that. Amen.
Amen.
What you give to Him,
you
have not lost. Amen. You give your time. You are supposed to be in the field, but you are here. Others are there in their fields. But it will be when you go into your fields after the meetings,
pambuye pa misonkano
mukoza kupamba na onsha mina anali ku lima ka
eh mumkwaniso kupamba na those you can do outdo those who already have their
because
fields.
You have committed your time to the Lord
kwa mapeleka ntawe yanu kwa Mulungu.
Amen. God is not forgetful
Mulungu sama ibala
of the good things that you do
zintu zabwino mmachita.
Amen. And maybe as I said, let me show you the scripture where it says God does not forget.
Amen.
Amen. That is in the book of Hebrews chapter 6.
I have very 6.
I think it must be verse 9.
Dime ya
9. Okay, maybe we can just verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love.
Pakuti Mulungu swa sopanda chirungamo kutanga ivale nchito yanu na ku nchito yanu yolimba
which he have showed toward his name
chamene mwalangiza kudzina lake
in that he have ministered to the saints
kuti mwatumikira kulokhulupirira
and do minister
ndiposo mkalu tumikira.
Amen.
Amen.
What we do for the Lord, the Bible also says if you give a cup of cold water to one of the little ones, God will not forget it in heaven. But since you have been here, since we come here, you know, we have received more than a cup of cold water. You received us. You kept us here. Fed us. God will not forget that. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to say thank you for all that. And may God bless you for all that you have done for us. Amen. So when we commit ourselves to the Lord, we have not lost time. We have not lost our money. Everything that is given into the kingdom is put into eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Not one work you do for the Lord can be finished. It goes on and on and on and on. Why? Because it is a manifestation of the love of God in you, which came by the word of God. And the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will remain. Amen.
Amen.
Is that right? So we thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go to the scripture we were reading yesterday. We want to read in the book of Peter,
book ya Petro,
where we read yesterday. We want to read chapter 2,
Petro chapter 2,
First Peter chapter 2.
Petro number 2.
We'll read from verse
9.
If we just stand maybe in honoring the reading of the word.
But ye
are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,
and
a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you
kuti mulangize matamando ya iye wamene wakuita nani
out of darkness
toka mumdima
into his marvelous light.
Nyale yake yodabwisa.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come again before thy throne of mercy. We want to thank you, Father God, for this wonderful time. We want to thank you, Father, for this morning. We want to thank you for this cool breeze that we are enjoying here. I want to thank you, Father God, for the environment. I want to thank you, especially, Father God, for your children here who have committed their time. We have committed their lives. We have committed their spirit, Father God, for gathering here to be together as we hear and worship you. Father God, we pray that you bless the reading of this word, that, Father God, you may bring it to our understanding, that we may know who we are.
Amen.
And Father God, what do we stand for? where we are coming from and where we are going. Father God, we commit all this, Lord, into our hands, even for your own glory, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We may be seated.
Amen.
Now, we saw that the Church of God is a peculiar people. Amen. We are not just ordinary people. We are a people who are, you know, like our nation. We sent what we call ambassadors to other countries so that they can stand for the nation. So we are also ambassadors of Christ. Amen. We are standing here for him. We are showing forth his glory. We are showing forth a kingdom that is not seen of man. Because we are a priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. We are a nation which is holy before the Lord. That's who we are. We are not just an ordinary people. And then we see that God has called us that we may show forth his glory. Amen. Ourselves, we show forth the glory of God. That there is God. It is us who show that glory. Amen. Amen. When the love of God abides within us, and we are bound together by the love of God, we are people who care for one another. We are people who pray for one another. We are people who fellowship together. That the glory of God may abide within us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
No. So, because of that, our walk is not just like the world. We don't pattern after the things of the world, which the Bible tells us are the things of darkness. Out of that darkness, God called us. And when God called us, he's giving us his word. Amen. You know, that's what we live by. It is the revelation of the word of God as it comes in our life and changes us from being sinners to be the holy ones of God. That is our desire. Amen. That's why when we came to the Lord, some of us had evil spirits, and the power of God took those spirits out of us. All those demons were cast out. The demons of drinking, of prostitution, of adultery, of smoking, of stealing. All those things were taken out of us because we are coming out of darkness into light. Then we have respect for the word of God, where the Bible tells us that the man is the head of the wife. He should love her and care for her, and the woman respect the husband. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because we are showing forth the creation of God. That is how God created us, where he put the man in his position, the man in his position, and the woman in her position, the children in their position. The word of God brings us there. So how can we be brought there? We are not brought there by denomination. We are not brought there by law, but we are brought there by the word of God. That's why we believe the word of God, to show forth the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, how can we, you know, you know, when we were born,
pamene tinabadwa,
we were sucking milk,
tinalunyonka,
and then we were given food,
tinapasiwa chakudia.
So we live by that food.
Timangala mchakudia chija.
If you stop eating,
ukareka kudia,
you die.
Uma mwalira.
Amen. But we keep on eating,
timapitiriza kudia,
so that we can continue that life.
Kutitipitirize na uja umoyo.
Amen. So is it also in the word of God?
Ndema mene chiriri mawe ya Mulungu.
We came here.
Tinabwera pano.
Not by denomination.
Wazati mchipembezo.
But by the revelation of the word of God. Koma
mchipumbuluso cha mawe ya Mulungu.
God gave us his word.
Mulungu anatipasa mawe yake.
And we believed that word.
Tinakurupirira mawe.
Amen. I think we are acquainted with this.
Izo tinatiziwa ichi chintu.
That at the beginning,
Pachiambi,
God gave his word,
Mulungu anapeleka mawu yake,
and the Spirit filled the people on the day of Pentecost.
Mzimu unazaza wantu patsiku la Pentecost.
And the church there was born.
Mpingo kuja unabadwa.
When people were asking,
pamene wantu analufunsa,
what is happening here?
Nichan chichitika apa?
Are these people drunk?
Wakole wawa wantu.
What is happening really?
Nichan chichitika mazona.
The Bible tells us,
Bible eti uza,
that Peter stood up.
Akuti Petro ananyamuka.
And says, these
anat,
people are not drunk.
Awa wantu siwa nakolewe.
But this is that,
ichi ndiye chija.
Joel spoke about.
Yoweri jamina na lankulapo.
You see, Peter, his first sermon,
kulalikira kwa yamba kwa Petro,
he went back to the Bible.
Anabwere lanso ku Bible.
What is happening here?
Zamene sichitika pano.
It's not by denomination.
Sikulingana sichoka mchipembezo.
What is happening here?
Zamene sichitika.
It's not our mind.
Sinzeru zatu.
But what is happening here?
Zamene sichitika pano.
It's what the prophet Joel spoke.
Ni zamene mnene Yoweri analankula.
So the church was born upon the word of God.
Pingo unabadwira pa mawu ya Mulungu.
Amen. So if the church was born by the word,
ngati mpingo unabadwira mawu,
and people who first repented,
vantu analapa choyamba,
they heard the word.
Vanamva mawu.
And when they heard the word,
pamene vanamva mawu,
we read that yesterday,
tinaverenga zulo,
that they continued daily,
vanapitiriza masiku ose,
sitting at the feet of the apostles,
ngala pa mapazi ya maapostoli,
hearing and receiving umba, the word.
Na kulandira mawu.
So they were living by the word.
Vanalungala mawu.
Amen. And after that,
pambuyo pake,
as time went on,
pamene ntawi inapitiriza,
the people left the word.
Vantu vanaleka mawu.
That's when the church, the denominations now came in.
Ndiye pamene mipingo vipembezo vinabwera.
Now we see this church here, another church there.
Uku kuli mpingo.
They've got their own doctrines. Where did they come from?
Wanatokera kuti.
They came from leaving the word.
Wanatoka mkunkala mawu.
They left the word.
Mkusia mawu.
Can you see? But God in this age,
koma Mulungu muli uno mbadwe,
he has sent his prophet,
watuma neneli wake,
to bring us
kutileta
back to the word.
Kutibweza nso mawu.
Can you see that? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's why we are believers of the word. We are following no man, but we are following the word. And because we live by the word, like we saw yesterday, when God wanted to create fish, he had to bring those waters together. Then when he brought the waters together, then he created fish and put the fish in the water. Those fish, for us to have fish today,
is
because those fish remained in the water. If another fish had taught the others, no, we must not just live in water here. The birds are flying out there. Let's also go out there. They would all die. Because their life was in the water. So that's what denominationalism did. They left the word, which is the water. And then they went outside. And then they died. Amen. That's why they have their own dead doctrine. But because God is merciful, He sent His prophet to bring us back to the Word. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can stay in the Word. Amen. That is what the scripture tells us. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
My first one.
Ephesians chapter 1, we read verse 18.
Ephesians 1:18.
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened.
Maso yanu ya kuziwa kuseguka.
Okay, we start with verse 17.
Nambilepa 17.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory.
Mulungu watate watu, mulungu wambu ya Yesu Christ utate wa mule merero.
May give you the spirit of wisdom.
Azakupasani mzimu wanzeru.
And revelation.
Najivumbuluso.
In the knowledge of Him.
Mukumziwa.
The eyes of your understanding.
Maso ya kuziwa kuzindikira kwanu.
Being enlightened.
Kuseguka.
That he may know what is the hope of his calling.
Kuti muziwe kuti chiyembekezo cha kuitana kwake nchotani.
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Nanga chuma cha ulemerero chizakhala mbali yao kulupirira.
Amen. So Paul here is saying, I want to pray for you.
Paul, akuti mfunani kupemperereni.
So that the eyes of your understanding may be opened. So that you may know. What is the purpose of your calling? And the glory of God in His inheritance in the saints. That we may be wise
anzeru
in the spirit
mumzimu
and have the revelation
na kukala na chivumbuluso
in the knowledge of our God.
Mukuziwa mulungu wathu.
Where do we get that from?
Manje titenga kuti icho.
We get it from the Word.
Timachitenga mau.
When the Word is revealed
pamene
to us,
mau yaseguka kwa ife.
When we receive the Word of God,
tikalandira mau ya mulungu
into our life,
mumoyo wathu,
then our eyes will be opened.
Meso yathu yaseguka.
So that we can see
kuti tingaone.
This is not the way to dress.
Kuti umu simova.
This is not the way to behave. This is not the way to talk. This is the way. This is not the way to behave. We are now rich in the knowledge of who we are. A peculiar people. A holy nation. A royal priesthood. A people who were chosen by God himself. Children of God. Who walk by the Word and who are kept by the Word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why God has called us. This is our true identity. We don't live by anything but by the Word. Amen. Because in the beginning was the Word. And our life is by the Word. And in the Word. Amen.
Okay.
And you have seen where we read. He says, sometimes we were in darkness. When we were in darkness, we were doing the things of darkness. But God revealed to us who we are. Amen.
Amen.
We shall see a few examples of what people did to his own. He is on that he called.
You want to examine and when I should tell you to wow, I'm in a night.
Amen.
Amen.
As I said, we go to the Bible.
Menakamila to Peter some Bible.
In chapter 12 of the book of Genesis.
Tiendam Genesis 12.
Verse 1.
Tiambira pandimeoyam.
Up to verse 2. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I'll shew thee.
Ambuye anati kwa Abram, choka iwe kuziko lako, kumtundu wako, kwa nyumba ya atate wako, kumpaka upite kumaro, nza kulangiza.
And I will make thee a great nation.
Nza kupanga ziko lalikuru.
And I will bless thee.
Nza kudalisa.
And make thy name great.
Nza panga zina lako ikuru.
And thou shall be a blessing.
Nza kala so daliso.
Amen. Now here is a man.
Uyu muntu,
just an ordinary man.
Muntu muntu monga ife cha.
He was living there in the land of Haran.
Analukala kuja kumzinda wa Haran.
He was worshipping idols.
Analulambira mafano.
He had no hope.
Analibe chiembekezo.
Whatever came his way,
vose vamene aembekeze.
He was just, you know, enjoying, or he was trying to find joy in the things that
analu enjoy. Analu funongala na chimwemwe mzinthu zake chabe.
That's what we were before.
Na ifenso tinali chonzo.
We want joy.
Tifuna chimwemwe.
We start taking drugs.
Tiamba kuchita mankwala.
We started taking beer.
Tiamba kumwa mowa.
We leave our wives, we go for other women.
We
leave our husbands, we go for other men. It was all, you know, it was all confusion. That's what we were.
But
let me tell you, this man
Abraham
is our father in the faith. So how did God deal with him? We must know this thing. Before you were born here, you were in your father, and your father was in his father, and that father was in the other father. That's where you were. And then you came one by one. Can you see that? But originally you were all there in
Agogo.
Amen. So that's what it was. We are not just here. We were in
Abraham,
who is our father. And how did God deal with Abraham? He called him from the darkness of the world. He was a nobody. He was just worshipping idols. But the word of God came to him and said, leave this country. Because he was living in that country, he was worshipping like the people of that country. He was dressing like the people of that country. His name was according to the people of that country. Can you see? I heard somebody here, he's called Madaliso. Why are you called Madaliso? Because you are here, you are Chewa.
Because ndi mwachewa.
So the name Madaliso, it's a Chewa word.
Timakambati yozina Madaliso, ichoka mchitundu cha Chewa.
If you go to our country,
mkabwera mziko latu,
there's no Madaliso.
Mulibe Madaliso.
That's not our language.
Chitundu chatu.
Amen.
Amen.
We call it another name.
Tizaita na zina lina.
Can you see that? The way you dress,
Mamene mvalira,
is because of the country that you live in here.
Niziku amene muliri hii mkalamu.
If you are in Arabia,
ngati muli ku Arabia,
you don't dress the way you are dressed.
Sembe simnavala mwe mvalira.
Can you see? The way you speak,
Mamene mkambira, jamene mkambira.
It's because of the land that you are living
chufuka
in
here. Chufuka chamalu, amene mkalamu yano.
You see that?
Mm.
If you were living Mozambique,
ngati mwezo kala ku Mozambique,
you don't speak the way you speak here.
Sembe simkamba, amene mkambira.
If you were in Kenya,
God, Kenya,
you don't speak this language.
So
whatever you are doing is controlled by the place where you are.
Zima kontrolerewa na malo amene mulipo.
So when God called Abraham,
amene Mulungu anaitana Abraham,
even his name was changed.
Na zina lake na chinja.
He was taken out of that land.
Wanamchosa mujamalo.
This is how God deals with us.
Ndiye mamena masenzera pa ife
Mulungu. The Bible says,
Bible ikamba kuti,
we are a peculiar people.
Ndife vanthu apa dera.
Amen. We were taken out of the things of the world.
Tinachosewa mu mzinthu za mdziko.
So Abraham,
Abraham,
he did what he did because he thought that was the right thing to do.
Chifukana nono kuti ndiye chinali chinthu choyenera kuchita.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not your fault to do the things that you do. Because you were born in this place. You were born in this world. You were born in this sin. So in us, there is that, you know, hunger to do those things. Amen.
Amen.
But God, when he came to Abraham,
actually
he was telling him,
you
don't belong to these things. In your father's house, maybe your father is for this zinyao.
Amen.
Amen. That is the culture of your home. Then God comes to you. He says, no, you don't belong to these things. Come out of this house. Amen. Some of us we were drinking. Because that was what our fathers were doing. Amen. As for me, I want to tell you, I desire to be what my father was. My father was a smoker. When he would be smoking his cigarette, I would sit down there and he's sitting on the chair. And the ash that would be falling down, I would take that and eat it. When I grow up, I want to be like my father. I'll see my father go in the bush, dig up some roots, pound them up, and then put them in the sun. Amen. To make his medicine or whatever it was. What he would throw away, I would take that, beat it also up, and put it also in a paper and next to him. I want to be like my father. My father would drink beer. And I was saying, when I come of age, I'll also drink beer. That was my family trait. Amen.
Amen.
But when God showed me his word, like he did with
Abraham,
come out of your father's house. Amen. We cannot say this is what our fathers do. This is what our family does. No, the word of God is calling us to give us our true identity. We were doing those things because that's where we were staying. Amen.
Amen.
But we are no longer there. My tent is no more pitched.
Hallelujah.
In Egypt, I'm pitched in another land. Amen.
Amen.
So Abraham was an ordinary man. But God came and told him, you are not just muntu wamba.
You are not just an ordinary man.
Amen.
Amen.
Out of you will come nations. Out of you will come blessings. And we have read in the Bible, we are a holy nation. Where did that nation come from? It came from Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. He was given his true identity. Don't be doing these things you are doing. You are an elected man by God. Amen. You belong to God. The children that you bear will worship me. Amen.
Amen.
They will be blessed. That was Abraham.
Abraham.
He was given his true identity. From that day, Abraham left his country and he went to the land that God was telling him to go.
Amen.
Amen. He no longer lived like he used to live.
Amen.
He never enjoyed those things which you were enjoying. Because the Bible tells us that he was looking for a city with foundations. Amen.
Amen.
And that city, the maker was God. He was the builder of that city. So Abraham was no longer interested in Muzindo.
He never wanted these useless things of the world.
Amen.
Amen. He used to admire real things.
Amen.
Amen.
Things that pertain to the heavens. That's who we are. When God gives us our identity, we are no longer interested in things of sin. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to live like him. We saw in the Bible yesterday, it says, little children, behold what manner of love that the Father bestowed upon us, that we be called the children of God. That's who we are. Amen.
Amen.
The world doesn't know us because it did not know him. But we know one thing. When our Lord shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. Because we shall see him as he is. Amen. So, because we are looking for him, that when he comes, we will be like him. The Bible also tells us that when we look into the face of Jesus Christ, which is the word of God, we are looking in a mirror. And when we look into the mirror, we don't see ourselves. We see the glory of God. And when we see that glory of God, we are changed into that glory. Our hearts, our mind is now changed into that. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because we love to be like him. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see? You know, people, sometimes, you know, when you are living in this world, you just want to be like somebody. Somebody who is a singer there, who sings in the bar. Those prostitutes, the way they do, the way they dress, people, they just want to be like them. But for us, we don't want to be like them. We want to be like Christ. So we look into this, into the world, and we see the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's where we get our glory. That's where mothers will be true mothers. Amen. Men will be true men. Amen. We don't pattern after the things of darkness, but we pattern after the things of holiness. We dress in a holy way. We talk in a holy way. We behave in a holy way. Because we are a holy priesthood. Amen. Like the brother brought it to us. We don't just go into the tabernacle of God. We are that tabernacle. God dwells in us. Amen. That's our true identity. Amen. So Abraham, he lived a life that was worthy of the gospel, because he had been given his true identity. Amen. Whether he used to beat up
Sarah,
he was now brought into his true identity. Amen. That you are not supposed to be the beater of Sarah, but you are supposed to keep Sarah. Amen.
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 You know, there was one thing again with Sarah. She was barren.
Analichumba.
Amen.
Amen.
But Abraham was now shown.
Abraham anamlangiza.
Whatever the condition of Sarah is,
adnangu Sara mwamena lili Sara.
You must keep her.
Uzimsunga.
Amen.
Amen.
You must love her.
Zimkonda.
Amen. And also Sarah.
Sarah and I,
though she was barren,
anali chumba,
and then the other time she came to be old,
anakalamba,
she could not even bear children.
Anakango bereka wana.
But because God had brought her,
chifukwa mulungu anamuleta,
to give her true identity,
kumpasa maonekedu ya chonadi,
the doctors had examined her,
adotolo anampima,
and said, you are barren.
Akutiwe ndwe chumba.
Age had come on her, and she was old.
Anakalamba.
And age was telling her, you cannot have children. But what did God say? I want to give you a true identity. You are a mother. You are going to bear a son. That was her true identity. I don't care what nature says. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what age says. God gave her true identity. That is the God whom we serve. He gives us our identity. Not just a name.
Sizina cha.
But he gives us the life.
Atipasa umoyo.
Of that identity.
Wama onekedwe yaja.
The life.
Umoyo.
Of holiness.
Wachiero.
Life.
Umoyo.
No pembe za mulungu.
To love, to worship God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because that is our true
Bakuti
identity.
Maonekedwe yatu ya chonadi.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jalisike zina la mbuye.
Even when look at Rebecca.
Muka ona Rebecca.
Rebecca was an ordinary girl.
Rebecca nalitabe mzimai wamba. Muka wina.
To go and find wood in the forest.
Aweru enda kutengo kusagira.
Go to the well to fetch water, get into the house and sweep the house,
nyumba,
clean the place,
mbale,
cook in the kitchen,
kupika kitchen.
And she thought that's who she was.
But
one day, she went to the well
to
fetch water.
Kutapa manzi.
She fetched the water.
Anatapa manzi.
When she was about to go, she heard a voice.
Anambaliu.
Give me a drink. She looked back.
Analangana.
She saw a man.
Aona mamuna.
She did not know the man.
Samziwa we mamuna.
A man. She said, okay. I'll give you the water.
Ni manzi.
And I'll also give water for your camels.
Nizapasa ko manzi kungamira zangu.
A man. When she did that,
pamena naita icho,
she was given her true identity.
Anapasi wa maonekedu yake acho nadi.
The man said,
uja mamuna nati.
I'm here.
Nilipano.
I'm coming from a far country.
Natokera kuziko la kutali.
In that country there's a man called Abraham.
Mujamziko ya kutali kuli mundu zina lake Abraham.
And there's a woman called Sarah.
Kuli mzimai zina lake Sarah.
These two in their old age.
Aba abiri mungalamba mwao.
They bore a son.
Wanabereka mwana mamuna.
And that son is Isaac.
Zina lake ni Isaac.
I have come here.
Nabwera pano.
To find a wife.
Kupeza mkazi.
For that Isaac.
Wa uja Isaac.
That Isaac.
Uja Isaac.
Is a promise of God that out of him will come nations. So I've come to tell you that I want you to go with me to be the wife of Isaac. You are not just an ordinary girl.
In the mind
of God, you are supposed to be the mother of nations. In the mind of God, you are supposed to be worshipping God. So I'll take you to that land. There,
Rebecca,
who was just an ordinary girl, was given her true identity. That she was the mother of nations. Amen. How did it happen? It was by the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this is how God does with us. Really, who are we? Let's look at ourselves. We are living in the country. We are living in this place. We have no name. We are nobodies. Amen. We are not just the rich people. Or whatever we are. But let's go back and ask God, really, who am I?
Amen.
Amen. I'm doing what I'm doing because of the environment. I'm dressing the way I dress because of the environment. But really, who am I? Amen. You know, there were men of God who were so concerned about their identity that they looked and went deep into, you know, into the creation of God and see how God created man until they had to question. Really, like Moses, he says, who am I? Amen.
Amen.
There's another man called Gideon.
Zina lake ni Gideon.
He also asked the question.
Anafunsa funso.
Who am I?
Dine anine.
I'm the youngest in the family.
Dine otera mbanja.
And our tribe is the smallest in the nation.
Mtundu watu nungundu wachepele pa mitundu yose mziko lati.
As if that is not enough.
Munga sichokwana ichi.
We have the Midians who are ruling over us.
Iso amene ziko amene tisogorera ni ziko la Midian.
The Midians are ruling over us.
Vajawana wa Midian watu somalia
sogorera. They are taking our cattle.
Watenga ngombe zatu.
They are taking our produce.
Watenga chuma tatu.
Everything, they are taking it.
Zos sevatenga.
So who am I?
Ndine yani?
But God said,
Mulungu anati,
there is strength in you.
Muli mpamvu mwaiwe.
There is power in you.
Muli mpamvu mwaiwe.
Amen. He was given his true identity.
Anapasiwa maonekedwe yake ya
chonadi. Sometimes we let the devil do whatever he wants with us.
Sindao zina timaleta sarano kita zosafu na paife.
Because we don't know who we are.
Kukwa siti ziva.
We let the devil
timareka satana.
Make us get angry.
Kuchichi karipe.
Fight one another.
Kumenya na wina ndi
mzache. We let the devil
timareka satana.
Tell us not to be obedient to our husbands. We let the devil let us do those things bad to our wives. Because we don't know who we are. But here's the revelation of who we are. We are the children of the Most High. We are a royal priesthood. We are the tabernacle of God. When God wants to rest, He comes and rests in us. When God wants to sit in a house, He comes and sits in us. We are the very house of God. That's who we are. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That was Rebecca. Amen.
Amen.
She was told,
Rebecca,
you are not just supposed to be running around here. You are a mother of nations. You are a mother of those who are going to worship God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There was a man called
Saul.
He came from a city called Tarsus. And he was a worshiper. He was worshiping in his own way. He followed all those religions. And one day, the light shined on him. And the voice spoke to him. That you are not what you are doing. You are a messenger. God has called you. That you should go and preach the gospel. You must be the light to the Gentiles. And the preacher to the Jews. You are not supposed to be doing what you are doing here. This is not who you are. You are a messenger of this age. You must give light to this age. And Saul of Tarsus became Paul. Amen. That was his true identity. That's who he was. He was not just an ordinary person. Amen.
Amen.
We may be worshipping in our own ways. But today God is showing us. Who are we? We are a true nation. Amen.
Amen.
A priesthood.
Wansembe.
The very tabernacle of God.
Kunyumba ya Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have this question.
Tirinayo funsoi.
Who are we?
Nifeani.
David in the book of Psalms.
David Masalimo.
He had this question also.
Analina funso.
Let's just look at it.
Tienti one.
It must be Psalms chapter 8.
Masalimo 8.
In Psalms chapter 8,
Masalimo 8,
we will read from verse 4.
Ndimeya 4.
What is man that thou art mindful of him?
Nanga muntu ndani kuti imwe mzimusamala.
And the son of man that thou visitest him.
Na mwana wa muntu kuti mzimutandalira.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels.
Pakuti mwamuika kopansi pang'ono pangero.
And has crowned him with glory and honor.
Mwamuvalika ulemerero.
Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands.
Mwamuvalika ulemerero na ule mwampanga kuti alamulire.
Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen.
Nkosa ndi ngombe zose.
Ye and the beasts of the field.
Inde na zinyama za mtengo.
The fowl of the air.
Nyoni za mwamba.
And the fish of the sea.
Ndiponso nsomba za mmanzi.
And whatsoever passeth the paths of the sea.
Zose zamene zimapita njira za mmanzi.
O Lord our God. O Lord our Lord.
Ambuye, ambuye watu.
How excellent is thy name.
Zinalanu lapa mwamba lopambana.
In all the earth.
Padziko lapansi lonse.
Amen. Here is the question, what is man?
Akuti funso nanga munthu ndi ndani?
We know he was made a little lower than the
munthu anampanga ko pansi pangono pangeli.
But God gave him dominion over all his creation.
Anampasa ulamuliro pa chirengi chose cha Mulungu.
So the question is,
funso niyakuti,
what is man?
Munthu ndani?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Because man was put on this earth.
Munthu anaikiwa pa dziko la pansi.
Like the devil did in the Garden of Eden.
Mwamene Satana achita munda wa Eden.
God gave Adam and Eve the Garden of Eden.
Mulungu anapasa Adam na Eva munda wa Eden.
But the devil came in.
Satana anabwera.
He says, do you know who you are?
Atuzi wati ndiwe ndani iwe.
He says, we are here, we must...
The word of God.
He says, no.
Ati yai, yai.
You don't understand.
Simvesesa.
If you eat of this tree,
mukadia kuchimtengo,
you'll be just as wise as God.
Mzakala wanzeru munga mulungu.
That was the lie of the devil.
Yeboza la Satana.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he did also to man.
Never mena nachita kumuntu.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You should not just be staying here simple like this. You can do this and you can do that. You want to be happy? You can take chamba and you'll be happy. You want to be happy? And you think you can just stay with one wife? You can take another one. You want to be happy? You can take this drink and that and that. You want to be happy? And you stay with only your husband? You can also cheat with this other man and that other man. This is what the devil told
people.
So what is man?
Amen.
He was made a little lower than the angels. Until the devil comes,
Satan abwera,
and messes up man. But really, who is man? The Bible says we were predestinated to be the children of God. God chose us before the world began, that we may be holy before him, that we may worship him. And that is who we are. Amen.
Amen.
But because we were put in this time, and then the devil brought in all these things, we started to walk in all these evil ways. But who are we? Amen. Let's look at ourselves. Who are we? Amen. We are the predestinated of the Lord. In the mind of God, we were made to be holy without even blame. I think you all know the story of the prodigal son. He was in the father's house, eating every day.
And
he was happy there. But one day, an evil mind came to him. You are not enjoying yourself here. You must leave this place. You must go somewhere and be free. So he came to the father. Give me my inheritance. And I will go. I believe the father even asked him, why do you want to do that? I can see the father going to the mother and tell the mother, see what Junior is trying to do now. He says he wants to go. And maybe the mother persuaded him.
Amai wake aneso papa tanai.
No, I want to go.
Akuti hayi nifuna na kuniende.
I'm not happy here. I'm very restricted here. I want to be free.
Nifuno kalo masuka.
Finally.
Mwakwana.
The mother and the father.
Atate wake na mai wake.
He cannot do anything.
Kulibebe tinga
tite. They just let him go.
Lekana apite.
They took all the money.
Dalama zose.
And gave him.
Wanampasa.
He went to another country.
Enda kuziko lina.
Far from the father.
Kutari na atate wake.
He met there different people.
Anakuma na wantu wena.
Evil friends.
Anzake waipa.
And they took all the money.
Wanatenga zose dalama.
And used it in all beer, Mungo girls, and everything.
Wazimai na vose.
There he was.
Anali
hapo. What was he doing there?
Analuchita chani.
He thought he was finding happiness.
Anaona munga peza chikondwerero.
He thought he was getting joy there.
Anaona munga peza chimwemu.
But he was in the wrong land.
Anali malo sainera.
He was among the wrong people.
Anali pa bantu sainera.
He was living a wrong life.
Analukala umoyo sainera.
And then finally,
mosirizira.
He gave himself
anazipasa
to one of the men of the land.
Kuliwa jawantu wa malo muja.
to be a servant there.
Kutazigwira nchito.
But he was not a servant.
Sanali wanchito.
In his father's house.
Munyumba tate wake.
He was a son.
Anali mwana.
In his father's house.
Munyumba tate wake.
He was getting everything that he needed.
Analutenga zosa analufunikira.
But he gave himself over.
Anazipereka uzipasa.
The wrong things.
Kuzindu zosa enera.
He gave himself a false identity.
Anazipasa maoneke dosa enera.
Amen. Until he went,
mpaka manja naenda,
give himself
kuzipereka,
one of the people of the land.
Kuvantu akumalo kuja.
He wanted to look after the pigs.
Analufuna mundu osunga ngumba.
And he was not even wanting a salary.
Sanalufuna na ndalama.
He wanted just to eat the food.
Ezafuna zabe kujako chakudya.
And it is given to the pigs.
Pamene wapasa ngumba.
He went to the wrong place.
Anaenda kumalo sainera.
He went to the wrong man.
Anaenda kumundu osainera.
And he wanted to eat the wrong food.
Analufuna kudya vakudya
vosainera. In his father's house.
Munyumba tate wake.
He was not eating food, pig food.
Sanali kudya vakudya vangumba.
He was eating good food.
Anali kudya vakudya
vabwino. But he gave himself a wrong identity.
Anasipasa maonekedwa osainera.
And then one day.
Sikuli modzi.
He sat down.
Anakala pansi.
And his mind came back to him.
Zero zake zinabwerera.
Really, who am I?
Machona dindine.
Like David says,
David anati,
what is man?
Muntu ndani.
Amen. Who are you?
Iwe ndiwe ndani.
It came on him.
Chinabwera pa iye.
Really, who am I?
Machona dindine.
I'm suffering here.
Nivutika pa.
I want to eat swine food here.
Nifuna kudya vakudya vangumba pano.
I want to sleep in swine house here.
Nikona mnyumba ya ngumba.
But who am I?
Ndine yani.
Then he reminded himself.
Anazikumbusa.
That I've got a father
somewhere. Nina tate wanga kwina.
In my father's house.
Mnyumba ya tate wanga.
There is food.
Muli chakudya.
In my father's house.
Mnyumba ya tate wanga.
There are servants.
Muli wanchito.
And they eat food.
But
here I'm suffering. What now will I do? I'll go back to my father. Amen. But he was so used
to
the things of that land that he thought, when I go to my father, I will say, I no longer want to be a son. I want to be a servant. Can you see that? Because he was so taken by that things of those
who
and he did not know who he was. He was not a servant in his father's house. He was a son. Sometimes we forget who we are in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Until we want to come here and just be visitors. We come here, we just want to watch other people doing things. We come here, we want to see others fixing up things. We don't know who we are. We belong here. This is our church. This is our place. This is our God. We have our pastor. We have our deacons. They are ours. We are not visitors here.
Amen.
What goes on here belongs to us. That's our true identity. That young man,
uja mnyama,
he thought he was going to be a servant in the father's house. But when the father saw him, he saw him in rags, no shoes on his feet. He was hungry.
Anali na njala.
Amen. Then he took him.
Anamtenga.
He says, "You clean him up." And give him clothes. Give him a ring in the finger. Give him shoes on his feet. And kill a fattened calf. And make a good meal. And we'll sit down with him. And we'll eat with him. Because he is a son in this home. That was his true identity. He was brought back to his true identity. That is what God has done with us. Taking us out of chamber. Taking us out of adulteries. Taking us out of drinking. To bring us to the house of God. This is where we belong. This is our house. This is where we enjoy. This is where we spend our time. This is where we put even our money. We put even our time. We put our everything here.
Because
we belong here, we are the children of God. We are not visiting here. Amen.
Amen.
We are visitors of the world. Amen.
Amen.
When we go out there, we are visitors. When they are doing their things, we cannot join them.
Ngatwaita vindu va muziko stiva join.
When they are doing their drinking, we cannot join.
Vakamba kumwa is stiva join.
They are doing that zigure, we don't join.
Ngatwaita gure sti join.
We don't join those things.
Stimaindako.
They don't belong to us.
Sivatu.
And we don't belong there.
Stikala kuja.
Amen. But when they sing the songs of Zion here.
Vakaimba nyimbo za Zion.
When they preach the word of God here.
Vakalalikira mambo.
When they lift their hands to pray here.
Vakaimba manja kulipa.
That is where we belong.
Ndiye kwati.
We lift our hands with them.
Timia manja.
We sing with them.
Hey,
we pray with them. We dance with them. We eat with them. We are happy with them. Because that's where we belong. This is our true identity. This is where we belong. We don't belong to that other side. We are the children of God. Like the prodigal son. We have come back to our land. We have come back to our father. We have come back to where we belong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who are we? We are the children of God. Amen.
Amen. We are not adulterers. We are not smokers of dagger. We are not of the world.
We belong to God. We belong to Him. We are the light of this world. Amen.
Amen.
We want to show for the world the glory of our Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God really bless you. Amen.
Amen.
May we keep on in this word. Amen. Even as we said, we are leaving this afternoon. But we are not leaving for good. We'll be back here again if the Lord gives us the time.
Amen.
Amen. We'll meet again here. If we don't meet here, we are assured of this one thing. We are going to meet. Amen.
Amen.
Either we meet up there, but we pray that we meet again here. Amen.
Amen.
You are an encouragement to us because we belong here. Our stay here has been a blessed stay. Amen.
Amen.
Because we belong here. May God bless you and keep you in His word and in His way, that the glory of God may not leave you, but abide with you, even abide in you, for the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with these few chopped up words, Lord, we have, Father God, shared, we have, Father God, fellowshipped around your word, Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, these whom you foreknew, these whom you predestinated, these whom you called by your word. For Father God, even in this age, when you send the prophet, Lord, to bring us back to that word, that Lord God, we may be born of the word, that we may feed upon the word, that we may be dressed by the word, that we may be kept by the word and sheltered under the word. We pray, Father God, that you bless this your loved ones.
Yes,
we pray, Father God, that you bless this church. Father God, may it grow in number. May it grow in spirituality.
Yes,
may it grow in understanding. May it grow in your word. Mm-hmm. Father God, that there may be a people here who show forth the glory of God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Commit them, Father God, into your hands. They have, Father God, given us, Father God, even what pertains to this flesh. We pray, God, that you bless them, Lord, that you increase, Father God, even where they took from, may you add, Father, even a hundredfold. We pray, Lord, for your blessings upon them. Bless them in their homes. Bless them, Father God, in their workplaces. Bless them, Father God, in their life. Father God, that they may enjoy, Father God, worshiping God, that they may enjoy this word, Father God, which you gave us in this age. May the love of God, Father God, even the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with them, Father, even in their life, in their homes, in this church, Lord. Bless our brother, Nzima, whom, Father God, you have put in this place, Lord God, that he may shepherd this flock, Lord. May you give him wisdom. May you give him the understanding. May you give him the revelation, Father God. And even his wife, Father God, and family back there in Osaka, we commit them into your hands, Father. May you bless them, Lord, that Heavenly Father, everything will work for good, even for them and the church here. We pray, Father God, for all those who have put their hand, Lord, in the establishment of this place, Lord, that you may bless them. Bless our mother here, Lord, who have given us this place to worship you. May you give her, Father God, the blessings from Almighty God. Can you bless her, Father God, in this life? Give her more days to live. Give her the strength, Father God, and even the health, Lord God, that she may enjoy worshiping you here, that she may show forth, Father God, even the glory of God. We commit ourselves in your hands. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord. Father God, give us the spirit of understanding. Enlighten our eyes, Father, to the purpose of your eternal calling, that we may, Father God, walk even after the fashion of your word and the spirit that leadeth unto life. We commit this, Lord, in your hands, even for your own glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we pray, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.